Good morning and welcome to the WGTD Radio Theater. This morning, we start the 12th season.
Surely you don't mean our 12th season?
Yes, our 12th season, show number 99, in fact, with our annual Cartoons on the Radio show with a mashup of favorite cartoon characters. A Cartoons on the Radio show mashup 2016 was written by Stephen Brown and Michael Ulstrup and stars members of the 91.1 Players. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha law firm of Aaliyah, Dumay, Dunn, and McTernan, a full-service law firm with an emphasis on personal injury, civil litigation, and business law. Also supporting the WGTD Radio Theater is non-for-profit Brown Ulstrup Performing Arts Foundation, located in Salem, Wisconsin. The mission of the foundation is to develop and promote excellence in the performing arts in Wisconsin and the Midwest. Last year, the WGTD Theater annual Cartoons on the Radio mashup confronted the evil and crazy dictator of North Korea, Kim Jong-un. This year, we set our sights on that shirtless, self-appointed czar of the former evil empire, Vladimir Putin.
Rocky, I thought Vladimir Putin was the president of Russia.
He is, Bullwinkle.
Then why did the announcer say he was a czar?
She said that because he acts more like a czar than a president.
And the announcer said he's shirtless?
Yeah, she did.
He doesn't wear shirts?
Well, he certainly likes to be photographed riding horses without a shirt on.
Why is that, Rocky?
I don't know, Bullwinkle. We better get back to the show.
Indeed, we should. So, before anyone else interrupts my opening, let's stand up for the American way and listen to a Cartoons on the Radio mashup. We're Putin on a show.
And now, it's our favorite moose and squirrel, Rocky and Bullwinkle. A thunder of jets and an open sky. A shrewd streak of gray and a cheerful... A look, a whirl, and a vertical climb, and once again you'll know it's time for Putin on the Ritz, or The New Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle and Friends, starring the supersonic speedster Rocket J. Squirrel with his pal Bullwinkle the Moose and a host of others. We join our heroes in Frostbite Falls as they are reading the morning paper over breakfast.
You know, Rocky, this is going to be quite a year. So much craziness going on in the world.
Do you mean because Vladimir Putin has troops in the Middle East and is propping up a ruthless dictator who's killed thousands of his own people?
No, not that.
Or is it because Vladimir Putin is getting cozy with the Islamic Republic of Iran, whose people chant death to America every Friday?
No, not that either.
How about because Vladimir Putin could strike out at Ukraine or our NATO allies, the Baltic states, that could embroil us in another European war?
Nope, not that either. Although it does sound like this Putin guy is pretty busy.
Well, why, Bullwinkle? Just why is 2016 going to be a crazy year?
Well, Rocky, it says right here in the newspaper that they're building a Ritz Hotel in Frostbite Falls.
A Ritz Hotel in Frostbite Falls? Who would want to do that?
Well's but me.
Yes, it's that spy of spies. Sneak of sneaks, crook of crooks.
Hey, all right already.
Boris Badenov.
Hello.
And his pernicious pal, Natasha Fatal.
Hello, darlings. Boris, why you build Ritz Hotel near Moose and Squirrel?
Because our new boss needs some place to stay, and he only stay at the Ritz.
Our new boss? What happened to Mr. Big?
Not sure.
What happened to Fearless Leader?
Not sure.
Then who our new boss?
I didn't tell you?
No.
We got old jobs back.
Our old jobs?
Yes, our old jobs.
But I thought Pottsylvania had revolution and they don't need spy no more.
That is true. Pottsylvania had revolution. And we got laid off, but they elect old spy chief as president. Well, first he was president, then he was prime minister, but he president again. And now he hire all old spies back.
That sounds wonderful, Boris. Good to have old job back.
Good to have old job back.
And we in charge of building new Ritz Hotel in Frostbite Falls?
Da.
And where we build this new hotel?
New hotel will be right downtown Frostbite Falls.
There is a downtown Frostbite Falls?
Not yet. We build that too. We tear down all the old houses first.
And back at the breakfast table.
Say, Bullwinkle, it says here they're going to tear down a bunch of houses to build this Ritz Hotel and a whole downtown area.
I know. I guess they're going to build a horse riding trail, too.
Horse riding trail?
Yeah, I guess the owner of the hotel likes to ride horses.
And he needs a special trail?
I guess. This one has a dress code, though.
Do you need to wear riding clothes?
No, you have to ride without a shirt on.
You know what else, Bullwinkle?
What, Ruck?
They list the houses that are going to be torn down for this hotel.
Yeah?
And our house is on the list.
That's right. Boris and Natasha plan to bulldoze right over Rocky's and Bullwinkle's house and build their Ritz Hotel over its dusty remains.
Our house is on the list?
Yeah, Bullwinkle. They're going to kick us out of our home.
Say hello. Did everyone move out of these houses? No, not yet.
Say, what is that going to happen?
Not sure.
But they have us out here waiting anyway?
We're just supposed to sit here and wait until the homeowners have been told they have to move.
And just who has that lovely job?
Who else?
Boris, we always get the best jobs.
Yes, it will be so much fun telling Moose and Squirrel they have to no home.
Duh, we have fun.
And we finally done with Moose and Squirrel. Mm.
And back to our heroes.
But where will we live?
I'm not sure, Bullwinkle. There aren't going to be any houses left in Frostbite Falls. Only that Ritz Hotel, a new downtown, and a shirtless horse riding trail.
I'm scared, Ruck. Where will we live?
Where, oh, where could Moose and Squirrel live in Frostbite Falls when there are no houses and only fancy expensive hotel?
Boris, you are especially evil this time. Moose and Squirrel will have to rent room in hotel or leave Frostbite Falls.
Yes, we finally get rid of Moose and Squirrel.
Vladimir Putin will be so proud of us. Maybe we get promotion.
Let's not push it.
Yes, indeed. What will happen? Where will Rocky and Bullwinkle live? Can they stop the trucks from tearing down their house? Will the new Ritz Hotel be built? Will Vladimir really subject us to seeing him ride a horse shirtless? Join us next time for The Proof is in the Putin, or Putin It Another Way.
And now it's time for Yogi Bear and Boo Boo.
So, Cindy Bear, what do you think of this picnic I set up for you?
Oh, Yogi, this is just so nice. Out here in our special place, right here in Jellystone Park. So nice, just sitting here on this blanket, under this tree with you. And you brought such a variety of food. So many different sandwiches and salads and desserts. How did you ever manage it all?
Oh, you know me, Cindy. I just find things all over the park and put out only the best for you.
Oh, Yogi, you're always so thoughtful. But I hope you didn't steal any picnic baskets to do all this, Yogi.
Oh, Cindy, how could you ever say that?
Psst, Yogi. Yogi, back here in the bushes.
Hey there, Boo-Boo. Can't you see I'm busy here? Go away.
Yogi, it's important. Really important.
It better be, Boo-Boo, to interrupt my date with Cindy. excuse me, Cindy. I have to take care of a little matter. You just keep enjoying your picnic lunch.
Okay, Yogi. But don't take too long.
I won't, Cindy, my dear. Hey, Boo-Boo. Boo-Boo. Where are you, Boo-Boo?
Right here, Yogi.
So, Boo-Boo, what is so important that you interrupted a date with my lovely Cindy Bear?
I just had to tell you, Yogi.
Tell me what, Boo-Boo?
Someone is buying Jellystone Park.
Someone is buying Jellystone Park? What for?
This guy wants to build a hotel on it.
Hey, Boo-Boo. Someone is always building a hotel or lodge on or near the park. Doesn't mean they're buying the whole park.
I don't know, Yogi. This guy wants to build a big hotel.
Well, what kind of hotel?
A Ritz hotel.
A Ritz hotel? And who would want to do that?
Vladimir Putin.
Vladimir Putin? Who's he?
The president of Russia.
Oh, you mean that guy who always walks around shirtless?
Yeah, Yogi, that's him.
Hey, Boo-Boo. I just thought of something.
What's that, Yogi?
If this Putin buys all of Jellystone Park, where will I steal picnic baskets?
I know, Yogi. That's why I thought you should know right away.
Well, thanks, Boo-Boo.
What are you gonna do, Yogi?
I think this calls for drastic action. Boo-Boo, I need to talk to Ranger Smith.
Wow, Yogi. I guess you're serious about this.
That's right, Boo-Boo. No one comes between me and my picnic baskets. Not even Vladimir Putin. Where, oh, where is Ranger Smith? I know. I'll steal a picnic basket. He always seems to find me when I do that. Where is there a picnic basket? There never seems to be one when you... Oh-ha! Some unsuspecting captors can't left their picnic basket unattended. Just a little closer. Got it.
And I have you, Yogi.
Well, hello there, Ranger Smith, sir. But not so fast. I only took this picnic basket to find you.
You expect me to buy that one, Yogi?
But, Ranger Smith, sir, I know it's a bit unusual, but the times are unusual as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir, Ranger Smith, sir.
And why is that, Yogi?
I heard from a very good source that someone is buying Jellystone Park.
Yeah, I heard that too, that Vladimir Putin is building a Ritz Hotel.
But Ranger Smith, sir, where will we go without Jellystone Park?
I don't know, Yogi. Maybe we can get jobs at the hotel.
A job, Ranger Smith, sir? You know what kind of jobs those Russians give bears?
Not sure, Yogi.
They make them dance!
That doesn't sound like you, Yogi.
No, sir, Ranger Smith, sir. We have to do something about this.
Not sure what we can do, Yogi. I guess that Putin is going to be having a picnic here later today and then sign the deal.
A picnic with baskets. Ranger Smith, sir, I have to go and get Boo-Boo and start packing. That's right, packing.
Okay, Yogi. Just stay out of trouble.
Yes, sir, Ranger Smith, sir. Now to find Boo-Boo, Vladimir Putin. So, Boo-Boo, I heard that Vladimir Putin is having a picnic in the park today.
Oh, that sounds nice, Yogi. Jellystone Park is perfect for picnics.
But we'll make sure he can't have that picnic, Boo-Boo.
Why, Yogi?
Maybe if he can't have a picnic, he won't want to build his hotel.
I don't know, Yogi.
But are you in, Boo-Boo?
Sure, Yogi. Whatever it takes to save Jellystone Park.
Do you see him, Boo-Boo?
Not sure, Yogi. I see someone riding a horse over there.
Okay.
And he doesn't have a shirt on.
Well, that's him. And look, Boo-Boo. He left his picnic basket all by itself.
Oh, no, Yogi. You're not going to steal Vladimir Putin's picnic basket, are you?
Oh, yes, I am. Stay here. Just a little closer. Got it. Let's get out of here, Boo-Boo.
Right behind you, Yogi.
Say, Yogi. Say, Yogi.
Oh, hi there, Ranger Smith, sir. What can I do for you this fine day?
I just wanted to tell you that Vladimir Putin called the whole deal off. He's not going to buy the park and build a Ritz Hotel.
No. What happened?
He said something that the crime rate is too high here, put on his shirt, and flew back to Russia.
Well, that's great news, Ranger Smith, sir.
Say, Yogi, you wouldn't happen to know anything about this high crime rate, would you, Yogi?
Well, no, Ranger Smith, sir. But let's just say, I'm smarter than the average bear.
anybody here. I'm just reading the newspaper with my afternoon cup of tea while I wait for my boy, Sherman, to come home from school. Wait, I think my well-tuned canine hearing is picking up Sherman approaching now. Is that you, Sherman?
Yes, Mr. Peabody.
Sherman, come.
Hi, Mr. Peabody.
Good afternoon, Sherman. How was your day?
It was great, Mr. Peabody.
What did you learn about today?
We studied about modern Russia today, all about Russia since the fall of the Soviet Union.
My, my, that's a lot to learn in one day, Sherman.
Well, it is one of the most advanced academies in Manhattan you're sending me to, Mr. Peabody. We cover a lot in a day.
Good point, Sherman. So, what especially impressed you about today's Russia?
Well, did you know that Vladimir Putin was the president, then the prime minister, and now the president again?
Of course I did, Sherman.
And that he likes to ride horses without a shirt on?
Oh, yes, Sherman. I have seen some items on the internet about that.
And that Mr. Putin is getting involved in all sorts of messy situations around the world?
Yes, indeed he is, much to the concern of the Western nations.
And that he likes to stay at Ritz hotels?
Yes.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Putting on the Ritz.
So I understand. You know, Sherman, the history of Russia is one of a series of strong leaders, from Ivan the Terrible to Peter the Great, to Catherine the Great, to Stalin, to Putin. Russia has had czars and general secretaries and presidents that take strong action to make Russia a major player in the world.
Do you think Mr. Putin does that, Mr. Peabody? Does he make Russia a major player in the world?
He certainly does, although I don't know how riding horses without a shirt on helps his case. You know what, Sherman? I think we need to take a trip back to St. Petersburg, or rather Leningrad, as it was called then, and see what things were like when Vladimir Putin was born.
Oh, boy. Can we go right now?
Okay, Sherman, of course. Best strike while the iron is hot, and you have been learning about Russia in school. First, stay while I set the controls. Okay, Sherman, come, and we're off. We arrive precisely at the place for which I set the way back controls, St. Petersburg, or rather Leningrad, in the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics in 1962.
Wow, Mr. Peabody, sure is dreary here.
Yes, it is, Sherman. We are quite a bit north here, so it can be quite dark during certain times of the year. And then, too, this is a communist country, so it has a natural dreariness.
I guess so.
We walked around, taking in whatever sights we could without arousing too much suspicion from the KGB.
Wasn't it called the NKVD back then, Mr. Peabody?
Right idea, wrong timing, Sherman. The KGB was formed as a successor organization in 1954. So here, in 1962, it would be the KGB.
And Vladimir Putin worked for the KGB, right, Mr. Peabody?
That's right, Sherman. He actually worked in communist East Germany and speaks German fluently.
That must sure come in handy when he speaks to Angela Merkel.
Yes, I'm sure it does, of course. The Chancellor of Germany grew up in East Germany and speaks Russian fluently.
Wow. What language do you think they speak when they talk to each other?
Knowing Mrs. Merkel, they speak whatever the Chancellor wants.
Say, Mr. Peabody, look at those kids riding horses in the park. Let's check it out.
Sherman and I walked over to check it out. There were about 20 boys all mounted on impressive horses, learning how to ride. There was one boy off to the side who was refusing to get on his horse, no matter what his trainer said to him.
But I don't want to ride a horse.
Vladimir Putin, you must get on the horse. You don't want to embarrass the entire Soviet Union by being afraid to ride a horse, do you?
No.
What do you think these no-good Americans would say if they saw you right now?
I don't know.
They would say you are scaredy-cat Russian, and they will not be afraid of us, and they will launch their nuclear missiles at us.
Really?
Ah, really. And Vladimir, you don't want to be responsible for the death of millions of Soviet citizens, do you?
No.
Then get on that horse.
No, I can't.
Obviously, young Vladimir Putin had some kind of deep-seated fear of horses. And unless he got on that horse, it could very well change the future course of events. Although I did have to admit that I didn't understand the point of being photographed riding horses without a shirt on. It was part of his so-called branding, and this had to be fixed in some way. I approached the trainer and offered some help. Excuse me, sir. Might I be of assistance? Having a boy of my own, I do have some experience with understanding the young male mind.
Ah, do what you want with him. He is an embarrassment to the entire international communist movement. What would Lenin say?
Hello, Master Putin. My name is Mr. Peabody, and I understand you don't want to ride this horse.
No, I do not.
May I ask you why, young man?
I'm just a little scared, that's all.
Scared? What? Why would that be?
I was thrown by a horse.
Oh, I see. And that can clearly be frightening. Were you hurt?
No.
And was it this horse?
No, it was a different horse.
Hmm. You know, young Vladimir, have you thought about how others might see you when you ride a horse?
I'm not sure what you mean.
Well, you know, nothing makes a young lass swoon more than the sight of a brash young man in command of a spirited horse.
Really?
Oh, yes, it is indeed a fact. Just something to consider. Always need to think about the future.
Yes, I will do that.
And with that, young Vladimir jumped on his horse and was off. And try not wearing a shirt sometime.
Mr. Peabody, why'd you tell him to ride a horse without a shirt on?
Not to worry, Sherman. Soon enough, when these winter winds blow, he'll be putting on his overcoat.
Button up your overcoat when the wind is free. Take good care of yourself. You belong to me.
And now, that son of the South, Foghorn Leghorn.
Camp Town racists sing this song, doo-dah, doo-dah. Camp Town racetrack's 5 miles long, oh, da-doo-dah day. I say, it's a beautiful day in the old farmyard. Going to run all night, going to run all day. Bet my money on a bobtail nag, somebody bet on the gray. Now, what do I spy over there? I think it's that chicken hawk. Well, at least that's what the little guy tries to be. I say there, boy. Is that you, Henry Hawk, the chicken hawk?
Is that a chicken I see over there? My, it's a big chicken. I think I'll catch it. After all, I'm a chicken hawk. Yes, it is I, Henry Hawk, the best chicken hawk there is.
Oh, now isn't that just the darndest thing you ever did hear? The best chicken hawk there is. I say that's downright cute. Well, now I say, what can I do for you, Henry Hawk, the best chicken hawk there is? Oh, such a cute little thing.
I command you to stay right there.
Okay, I'll do just that. After all, you're a big, bad chicken hawk. I'll just play along for a while. Don't want to disappoint the boy. Now what I say, what are you doing, boy?
I'm putting this rope around you and taking you as my prisoner.
You are you? Now, why, I say, why would you want to do that?
I heard that Vladimir Putin purchased the farm and is going to build a Ritz Hotel on it. I'll lose a place where I can hunt chickens if this isn't a farm anymore.
Now, isn't that something? Tell me that Vladimir Putin is taking over the farm. My. This boy has imagination. Oh, my. What would we do if that big, bad Putin just wants to take our lovely farm? Where will we live? Where will we live? So, Chicken Hawk, just what is capturing me going to do about this situation? I mean, shouldn't you be off looking for a new farm or something?
I intend to give you to Vladimir Putin in exchange for us leaving us alone.
My, oh my. He's negotiating with the president of Russia himself. Well, Master Chicken Hawk, how do you know all about this Mr. Putin and where exactly will you take me to him?
He's over there.
Where? I say, where?
Here. You can see him with these binoculars.
Now, boy, give me those things and let me see exactly what you're looking at. Now, let me adjust these things. Well, that guy riding that horse over there has no shirt on. Well, I'll be a hog slopped in mud and wrapped in bacon. That is Vladimir Putin. Now, boy, you think that giving that guy a tough old bird like me is going to convince old Putin to leave us alone?
I figured that with you being so big and all, that he'd be impressed that a little chicken hawk like me could capture such a big chicken that he'd be afraid to purchase the farm.
Well, I say, there is some logic to that, I do have to admit. Now, boy, I think we have to come up with a better idea. Not that your idea is bad, not at all. But you gotta remember, boy, that Mr. Putin is a pretty smart guy, and we gotta be smarter.
I see what you mean.
I knew it you would. I knew it the first time I saw you. I said to myself, now there's a smart chicken hawk who will understand right away what we have to do to get that Vladimir Putin out of our hair, or feathers, rather.
So, what did you have in mind?
Well, let's just say we,
Okay. Yeah. Sure. Sweet.
I say, you big old bad chicken hawk. Am I going to have to move? I mean, find a new place to live? Or did you convince Mr. Putin that he should leave? I say, leave us alone.
Yes, I did. I walked right up to him and said that I'm a big bad chicken hawk, and he couldn't build his hotel here.
And what did you say to that?
He just rode his horse right by me.
Not the politest dictator I've ever heard. Well, then what, boy? Don't be keeping me waiting.
I asked him, what would it take for him to leave the farm alone?
And he said, boy, don't keep me hanging on like that. Get to it, boy, get to it.
He just laughed at me, but said if I made him a chicken dinner, he'd go back to Russia.
Okay, boy, okay. I know where this is going. Throw the rope around me and start escorting. I say, put me in the oven.
And in the farthest of far northern territories of Her Majesty's realm, that we all know as the Dominion of Canada, stood guard the Royal Mounties. We find our hero in the office of Inspector Fenwick.
Come in.
Inspector Fenwick, you wanted to see me?
Yes, Dudley. Do come in.
Thank you, sir.
Dudley, I don't know if you've heard the news.
What news, sir?
That Vladimir Putin wants to take Quebec away from fair Canada.
The fiend! Why would he want to do that, sir? Doesn't he know that Her Majesty's province of Quebec is what makes fair Canada bicultural? That we would only have to learn one language in school instead of two, even though the only person that ever makes a point of speaking both French and English is the Prime Minister? I mean, what would we do with a Prime Minister named Trudeau if we all speak, only English?
Good question.
But, sir, if Quebec leaves Canada, they will lose our world-famous national health insurance.
Well, I suppose so.
But what will the people of Laval, Quebec, do without Canada's wonderful health insurance?
Well, I suppose that would be Mr. Putin's problem. As usual, Dudley, you are off on one of your wild tangents. Are you at all aware of what the official dish of Quebec is?
Not really, sir. Is it escargot?
No.
Is it an omelette?
No.
How about goose liver pate?
I swear, Dudley, how can you be a Royal Mountie when you know absolutely nothing about our second largest province?
Well, sir,
the official dish of Quebec is poutine.
Poutine?
Now don't tell me, Dudley, that you don't know what poutine is.
Well, sir,
people call it a heart attack on a plate, but it's actually quite tasty. It's a plate of French fries topped with cheese curds and brown gravy.
Ah, yes, sir.
You still don't understand, do you, Dudley?
Well, sir,
Dudley, don't you see? President Putin wants the province where they make poutine.
Oh, I see now, sir.
Finally.
But what does he want with the whole province?
From what I understand, he wants to build Ritz hotels here.
I get it, sir. And at those hotels, he'll sell poutine.
Now you're catching on, Dudley.
Oh, Father, I just heard the news.
Nell, what news is that?
that President Putin is trying to take Quebec away from fair Canada. It can't be true.
Is it true? I'm afraid so, Nell.
But, Father, why would he do that to us? After all, we're the nice country.
Oh, Nell, I just went through it all with Dudley.
Does it have to do with that delightful dish known throughout Quebec, that heart attack on a plate, poutine?
That's exactly it, Nell.
Oh, Dudley, are you going to stop this terribleness from happening? Will you save fair Canada from being ripped asunder?
Yes, Nell, anything for fair Canada. But Inspector Fenwick, who is in back of this terrible plot? It can't be President Putin all by himself.
Honestly, Dudley, must I spell everything out for you?
You mean it's...
Yes, I'm afraid so. Snidely Whiplash is the one putting these ideas into Putin's head.
Yes, Snidely Whiplash, that treacherous traitor, selling out Canada again.
When can you leave for Quebec, Dudley?
I'll leave right now, sir.
Best of luck, Dudley.
So here we are, Horace, patrolling Laval, Quebec. Keep an eye out for anything out of place. What is it, Horace? Do you see something? Let me look through my binoculars. Why, I see someone riding a horse, shirtless. Why, it's Putin himself. Snidely Whiplash can't be far away.
Oh, no, I'm never far away.
Yes, it was that most dastardly of demons, Snidely Whiplash.
Who else?
But how could you commit such a fiendish act?
Well, I was getting a little bored, so I thought I'd team up with Putin. Being the egomaniac that he is, trust me, it didn't take much to get him to understand the Putin-Poutine connection. But I should get back to business. I see the Mountie sent Dudley to right.
Indeed, Snidely was confronting a huge obstacle to his pernicious plot. Dudley Do-Right.
Oh, please. He's not that huge of an obstacle. And who do I see spying in the distance but Nell Fenwick herself?
Oh, I hope Dudley doesn't mind, but I must do my part to keep Canada whole and united for Her Majesty. Well, actually, for Prince William. But first things first.
Yes, Nell herself was riding along the wooded road on her way to Quebec to help Dudley.
And this is my opportunity to blackmail the do-gooder of all do-gooders, Dudley Do-Right. And how convenient that we have a railroad tracks nearby. Let me hide in these bushes, and when Nell gets close, I'll nab her and tie her to the tracks.
Oh, isn't the countryside of Canada just wonderful? C'est si bon.
Aha! I got you, Nell.
Snidely Whiplash, you malicious monster, unhand me.
Only after I tie you to the railroad tracks.
Again? Can't you think of anything else?
But I like it.
Oh, very well. But Snidely, how could you work for Putin and sell out fair Canada?
I'll do whatever I need to stop that dreaded Mounties from confounding my ambitions. And now I have to tie you to the train tracks to lure that idiot Dudley away from me and President Putin.
Oh, help. Please help. Dudley, please rescue me from this malicious monster.
Hark! What do I hear? It sounds like the lovely Nell.
Oh, help. Please help. Dudley, please save me from Snidely Whiplash.
Snidely Whiplash. The fiend. Horse. Off we go. We must save Nell.
Oh, Dudley. You got here just in time to save me from that oncoming train.
Yes, Dudley, but to save now, you must take your eyes off of me.
Not a problem. Horse, watch Snidely Whiplash while I save Nell.
Drat! Foiled again.
And you, Snidely Whiplash, will come with me back to the fort. A fort that stands guard to protect all of a whole and united Canada, including Quebec.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, Dudley, you saved me and Canada again.
Of course, Nell. A Mountie always gets his man.
And now it's time for Snagglepuss.
Woe is me! Woe is me! Alas, even! Here am I, all alone in a cage, at this zoo, It's terrible. Horrible, even. Oh, what's that noise? That pounding, even. Oh, what's that hanging from a cage? This poster. Let me reach and get it. Let's see what it says. Read it, even. Special announcement. The zoo is being sold to Vladimir Putin, who will tear it down and build a rich hotel. All animals will be set free. The zoo is being closed for Vladimir Putin to build a hotel. A Ritz hotel, even. I'm to be set free. At liberty, even. Heavens to Murgatroyd. This is great news. Wonderful, even. But when will this happen? Where will I go? Back to the jungle? I must come up with a plan. A blueprint, even. But what's this? Someone left my cage door open. This is my chance. A veritable opportunity, even. But I must avoid Major Mina. He put me here in the first place. Exit. Stage left.
What's this? An announcement about the zoo? What does it say? Special announcement. The zoo is being sold to Vladimir Putin. He will tear it down and build a Ritz hotel. All animals will be set free. This Putin character is buying the zoo? And he's setting the animals free? After I spent so much time hunting and capturing all of these animals, especially Snagglepuss? This is a catastrophe. I must stop this at once.
It's so nice to be free again. Walking around, promenading even. Just like the king of beasts should growl. But what's this I see? A man riding a horse and wearing no shirt, topless even. Could that be Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia even? And he has a lion gun, which is pointing at me. Heavens to Murgatroyd! That was too close. Deadly even. Yikes! Time to exit. Stage right.
I say, what's that I hear? A rifle shot? It must be Putin hunting the animals. I must find him and stop this at once.
That was close, too. But even the president of Russia is no match for me. The king of the beasts, even. But what to do? What to do?
And I see he's shooting at my biggest prize ever, Snagglepuss. I must get Snagglepuss back in a cage. I shoot a warning shot to get Snagglepuss's attention.
Heavens to Murgatroyd! What was that? A rifle shot. From the other direction. Surrounded, even. But who is that? He's waving at me. Hailing me down, even.
Oh, that's Snagglepuss. He doesn't quite see me. Maybe another shot.
Wait a minute. Wait just a lousy minute. That's Major Mina. He's not shooting at me. He's trying to get my attention.
Snagglepuss! I say, Snagglepuss, come this way. I'll take you to safety.
Major, why should I trust you? You're always capturing me.
Well, perhaps, old boy, but living in a cage is better than being a rug in front of Vladimir Putin's fireplace.
Good point. Good point. Exit. Stage left.
There you go, Snagglepuss. In a new cage at a new zoo.
But Major Mina, what happened to all the other animals? Aren't they being hunted by Vladimir Putin too? Chased down even?
I say, old chap, not anymore. When old Putin couldn't take you home as a trophy, he went back home to Russia and decided not to buy the zoo nor build a hotel.
That's what I like to hear, Major. Joyful even.
And let's face it, Snagglepuss, life isn't all that bad here living in a cage at the zoo. After all, you do get plenty to eat.
Ritz crackers even.
When last we left our heroes, Rocky and Bullwinkle were about to lose their house.
What are we going to do, Rocky?
I don't know, Bullwinkle, but we'll think of something.
The bulldozers were about to tear down Frostbite Falls to build a hotel, a downtown, and a no-shirt horse riding trail.
Lou, when do you think we'll start tearing down these houses?
Yeah, not sure, Phil. We're still waiting to get the go-ahead.
And that dastardly duo was leading the efforts to change Frostbite Falls into a place fit only for Vladimir Putin.
And who better to lead those efforts?
Who better? Boris, we need to start giving eviction notices. It gets expensive having those bulldozers waiting for people to move out.
Good point. We go now.
Can we start with Musinskvel? I want them first to go.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Can I help you?
Where is Moose and Squirrel?
Moose and Squirrel? Oh, you must mean Rocky and Bullwinkle. They live next door.
No matter. Here eviction notice.
You're kicking us out of our house?
Da, you must move.
Jean! Some folks here says we have to move.
What? I'll be right there. Now, what's this all about us being kicked out of our house?
Here your eviction notice.
You must move.
Now, hold on one darn minute. You can't turn us out of our house.
Yeah, you just can't evict us. Let me see that paper. Who is this puttin' guy?
He building new hotel here.
A hotel? What do we need a hotel for?
Boss wants to build hotel?
He build hotel.
We go next house. Be out in one day.
Yes?
Here eviction notice. You must move.
Da, you must move.
Say, you look awfully familiar.
I never here before.
Da, we never here before.
I'm not so sure.
We go now. Lots of people to evict.
So, Rocky, what do we do now? It's official. We got our eviction notice.
You know what, Bullwinkle? Let me see that eviction notice.
Here it is, Rock.
Bullwinkle, look at this. It says that we're being kicked out of our house by order of Vladimir Putin.
And that's not right?
Not right. He just can't kick people out of their houses here. He's the president of Pennsylvania. He can't come to Frostbite Falls and tell us what to do.
He can't?
No, Bullwinkle, he can't.
Yeah, no one can do that to us. But, Rocky, what do we do?
Indeed, what can our heroes do?
Indeed, Rocky, what will we do?
You know what, Bullwinkle?
What, Rock?
This is Frostbite Falls, Bullwinkle. We just can't get kicked out of our home.
That's right, Rocky.
We'll fight this, Bullwinkle. We'll talk to all of our neighbors. We'll have a million-person march to City Hall and demand that they save our houses.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. Rocky?
Yeah, Bullwinkle?
I think we'll have a little problem.
What's that, Bullwinkle?
There aren't a million people in Frostbite Falls.
Well, how many people are there in Frostbite Falls?
Less than a million, that's for sure.
Well, how many less?
A lot less.
It doesn't matter, Bullwinkle. All the people of Frostbite Falls, no matter how many there are of us, will go to City Hall and fight for our homes.
And off Rocky and Bullwinkle go, knocking on doors, gathering support to fight Vladimir Putin and his hotel.
Say, Boris, why are Moose and Squirrel following us as we go from house to house evicting everyone?
Not sure. Let's use super secret listening device.
That's right, Bill. We can't take this lying down. We have to fight for our rights.
Count on us, Rocky. We'll go to City Hall with you.
Just tell us when you want us there to fight for our homes and we'll be there.
This not sound so good, Boris. Squirrel trying to stop us. What we do?
We evict faster.
And Boris and Natasha picked up the pace and we're evicting people even faster.
Boris, we must go faster.
But as fast as Boris and Natasha were evicting people, Rocky and Bullwinkle went even faster.
Faster, Natasha, faster.
Faster, Rocky, faster.
Faster, Boris, faster.
Bullwinkle, I think I know a way to get this done even faster.
How's that?
Well, Bullwinkle, I am a flying squirrel.
By Jove, Rocky, great idea.
And soon Rocky talked to all the people of Frostbite Falls, and they were all in front of City Hall, demanding to see the mayor.
We want the mayor! We want the mayor!
What's all this about?
Mayor, Vladimir Putin is trying to kick us out of our houses.
Why would he want to do that?
He wants to build a Ritz Hotel, a downtown, and a shirtless horse riding trail.
Who's here representing Mr. Putin?
I am here representing him.
Did he get a zoning variance, a building permit, a business license, an elevator permit, sales tax permit, restaurant permit, liquor license, sewer and water variances, stormwater conservation permit, animal license, and communication permit?
No, he no need no stinking permit.
He Vladimir Putin. He no need permit.
You tell Mr. Putin, this is Frostbite Falls, and he needs permits.
Well, I guess we go home, Phil.
I guess so, Lou.
Does this mean Moose and Squirrel win again?
Duh. They win again.
Oh, and we lose job?
Duh, we lose job.
We did it, Bullwinkle!
We saved their house!
And Frostbite Falls!
You know, Rock, it might have been nice to have a Ritz Hotel here.
After all we went through, Bullwinkle, how can you say that?
Just boom in my 2 cents.
The stars of Cartoon on the Radio were putting on a show were Ben Abrahamson, Siegfried Kristoff, Arthur Dexter, Vicky DuMay, Todd Eaves, Glenn Garside, Brett Hudex, Susan Lean, Teresa Myers, John Alexi, Janelle Powers, Larry Rowe. You're listening to WGTD-HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. This is Kathy Zolke signing off.